Oh, y'all know what? Thanks, Goofy. Thanks, Goofy. Man, I'm just talking to Karen on, and I ain't heard nothing. Y'all ain't heard nothing. I see it. Oh, my graciousness. Yeah, it's been one of those days. It has been one of those days. Man, I tell you. Thanks, Goofy. Thanks, Goofy. Hey, enjoying life. Thank you for joining us today. Well, I take my drugs too, Goofy, so. Oh, Lord. Dose today. Anyway, as I was saying before, the topic today is, are single parents' homes ruining the nuclear family? And I think that's a great conversation to have. It really is. Because it seems as though single parent households are the norm now. Well, back in the day, it used to be considered an accident or, you know, not a good thing to do. But now you find more individuals, basically women, deciding to have kids without being married. Is that a good thing? Is that the reason? You know, I don't know. Is the feminist movement gotten to that point to where they really believe they don't need a man? They can raise their sons and daughters on their own? Man, I don't see. You know, to the point where we no longer need the mamas and the daddies. It's just, okay, I'm a woman. Hear me roar. I'm strong. Woof, woof, and all that good stuff. And you just what? You just want to have that family. You just want to have that child. You want the man. You want the child. Now, is that really what we're doing in society, in our society today? That's all I'm going to say about that right now. But those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So y'all going to get that cup of Joe Ray, that afternoon cocktail, your Mickey or your 40 or whatever you drink, and sit back and get ready for the ride, because the ride is going to be there. All right? Now, usually at this time, what I would do is go over the house rules. Okay? And you know what? I think I've stated the house rules enough to where I shouldn't have to say them every day anymore. I shouldn't. Wouldn't y'all agree that I shouldn't have to say the house rules every day? Well, this will be the last day I say them this week anyway. Because from now on, if you don't know them by now, you're just going to get what you get. On this show, we encourage open dialogue and would love to hear everyone's opinion. Even Michael's. We like Michael's opinion, even though they be crazy. That's a good idea, Goofy. I'm going to have to work on that one. And we love to hear about his opinion. Whether we agree with the opinion or not, it doesn't really matter. Okay? We love to hear your opinion. However, once you give your opinion, please let the other people respect their mic time. Let them get a chance to say what they want to say. I know some things are said and you want to go ahead and beat on it right away, but you have to respect other people and their time on the mic. Now, once you get finished, then you can go ahead and say your piece. All right? In the same token, make your responses short. Okay? Get to the point as fast, quickly as you can, so that we have time to hear other points of view and we can rebut or comment on those responses as well. See, that's so easy, but we make it so freaking hard. And, of course, the biggie, no personal attack. Do not attack anyone on my show. You can attack what they said. You can attack the subject. You can attack what somebody else said, but don't attack any individual personally. You know, we are adults here on this show, and we should be able to handle ourselves as adults. I mean, if something is said and you just don't like it and you have nothing to say, just suck it up and drive on. Do not resort to personally attacking anyone. I'm going to mute the hell out of you then. I'm going to say hell. That's right. I'm going to mute the hell out of you. Because we're not having it. Not on this show. Okay? Now that we have everything else going good and we got that under cover. And of course, if anyone violates these guidelines or house rules, I would not hesitate to mute you on the spot. It's a tape sound, so I'm not even going to push that button right now. Oh, I lied. That's what you're going to hear, okay? Okay, I can resist that one. All right, but anyway, those are the house rules. Please abide by them or suffer the consequences. That's all we said. Now, that is over with. I made it kind of quick today. I didn't hang out on it for a long time. All right. Now, let's see. So let's talk, y'all. Let's get some things out the way. We have the song of the day and we have the quote of the day. And I think both of them are pretty deep. So the first thing I want to do is the quote of the day. All right. And I think this is very enlightening. And deep at the same time. And here it is. To the world, you may be just one person, but to one person, you may be the world. And that was by Brandy Snyder. Y'all need me to say that again? Because that's a pretty deep one, wasn't it? To the world, you may be just one person, but to one person, you may be the world. Once again, Brandy Snyder's quote. That's a Brandy Snyder quote. And in a lot of instances, believe it or not, okay, y'all, I'm not even going there. I am. In a lot of instances, that is the way children see their single parents, see their parents. They are the world to them, whether it's one or two of them. But, hey, that's just my opinion. All right, now, Now that I have that out the way, let's go and get the song of the day out the way, and then we can get to talking about some things. Bible Truth by Benny. Welcome back. It's been a minute. All right, y'all. Here it is, the song of the day, The Home That Mom Built. Enjoy.
I remember back when I was 3, we were walking down a lane, just my mom and me, and we lived in a mansion on a hill. Even though those walls were really wooden plaster, we saw solid gold, and if you asked her, she'd say, now that's just fit for a prince like me. And when it rained through that leaky roof, she'd say, it's the finest kind of castle now, and here's the proof. We got a special one that has the mold within. Looking back at the years gone by, she always somehow seemed to find that smile while trying to keep the walls from falling in. She'd say, Daddy's out there on the run, chasing dreams and catching none. I know if he could, he'd be right here. Then she tucked me in my bed and tell stories where the good guys win, and whisper forever my love in my ear. Now I don't walls, but this is the home that mom built. I was 10 years old and it was funny, but I remember the day I learned the truth about money when some kids at school stopped saying we were trash. They said our house was just an old piece of junk, and my daddy was just a no-good drunk. And I ran home looking for a place to hide. Well, Mom came in now looking for me. She said, what's your problem? Can't you see? We got many things that money just can't buy. We got laughter and love, and with a little luck, I'll help you find those kids, and we will kick their butts. And I laughed so hard, I forgot about it all. She'd say, Daddy's out there on the run, chasing dreams and catching none. I know that if he could, then he'd be here. And she tucked me in my bed and tell stories where the good guys win, whisper forever my love in my ear. Now I don't know who raised these walls, but this is the home that mom built. I heard they were tearing that old place down, and I came to take a last look around. That three-room shack was barely holding on. But just like back now when I was 3, that mansion was all that I could see. And I could hear Mama's voice saying, this place don't mean a thing, 'cause our home was built on no man's land. It's in your heart, now understand. Wherever you may go, home will be there. Now I tuck my kids in bed and tell stories how the good guys win, and whisper forever my love in their ear. Now I don't know who raised these walls, but this is the home that mom built. Now I don't know who raised these walls, but this is the home that mom built.
All right. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The Home That Mom Built by Vince Brooks. That is a very, very touching song. I must admit, there's a touching song there. I mean, if, you know, you ever been in that situation or circumstance, you know exactly what that song means. And, you know, in a lot of cases, it is the home that mom built. Let's be honest about this thing. I mean, what more can you say? It's the home that mom built. That's all I'm going to say right now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay. Anyway. Wow. Once again, The Home That Mom Built by Vince Brooks. I know I'd be finding some songs that nobody heard. I know. That makes it so good. It's all kind of songs, all different stuff. Hey, it makes you think. That's all we want you to do, think a little bit. All right? Now, since we have the song of the day and quote of the day out of the way, it's time to get on with the get on. So let's talk, y'all. Let's talk. First thing we're going to talk about, California. That's you, Goofy. California Initiative mails free condoms to teens. All right. A program in California sends teenagers free condoms in the mail. Apparently, this program has expanded to San Diego and Fresno counties. That's right. They have a combined population over 4 million. It's an initiative called the Condom Access Program, and it's meant to help lower teenage STD and pregnancy rates in the state. Ooh. Now, the way the teenagers can get it is they can enter their name, address into an online system and request up to 10 free condoms per month. 10 free condoms per month. All right, now, here's what I'm going to say. I got to ask y'all. I mean, they mailing condoms to kids, and they can get 10 free ones. 10 free condoms per month, right? And they say approximately 30,000 condoms through the mail over the last year have been sent out. 30,000 condoms or 3,000 mailings. I mean, and then the program designates 65 youth-related organizations to receive free condoms to hand out to adolescents. San Diego County has the state's second highest rate of chlamydia for teenagers between the ages of 15 and 19. Fresno County has the seventh highest number of gonorrhea cases in California for adolescents between 15 and 19. Okay, and in 2011, there were 0.29 births for every 1,000 females between the ages of 15 and 19, and that was in the state of California. So, with this being the way it is, you know, you know what, Benny? Apparently, it's paid for by a nonprofit organization. Benny wants to know, are those condoms paid for by the state or federal tax dollars? And no, it's paid for a nonprofit group called California Family Health Council. So that's who's paying for it. So no, the state or the federal government are not paying for the condoms. But is that still a good idea, y'all? We got the sending teenagers the condoms in the mail now. Is that really where we are at as far as how can I put it? Is that where we really at when it comes to trying to prevent, you know, young pregnant women from being pregnant? You know, is send them condoms in the mail and they can get 10 condoms per month? Really? 10 condoms per month? Is that saying, okay, we know you're going to do it, so here, we're going to give this to you to help you keep from getting pregnant. But yet, who said they even using them? So we, you know, you send, they getting 10 free condoms, but they still getting pregnant. Now, I'm just talking general around it, because I don't know whether they're using them or not. It just says they can get up to 10 free condoms. 10 free. That's right, Benny. Condoms leak, break, and slide off. That's right. if you get the wrong size and the wrong ones. Yeah. But this is in California. Do you think if it's working, you know, I just got a text that brought up a good point. And it said, why not? We have the morning after pill. I guess that's a good point also. Yes, we have the morning after pill, so why not? You know, I'm glad somebody today brought that up because I had never thought about that. You have the morning after pill, so why not send free condoms, right? Basically saying, okay, we know we can't stop you from doing it, so here, we're going to try and assist you and give you a hand in making this, you know, helping you get out of whatever you're about to get into. What happened to that? What happened to just educating them and being in their life to know what's going on? I'm sorry, I may be a little old school about this, but really? And they could do it online. So now the question is, Bible Benny said, I won't comment on the wrong size or wrong ones. Not sure where you were going with that. I'm just putting it out there, Benny, putting it out there. But, you know, what happened to parents actually being involved in their child's life enough to know what's going on? Hell, you get a certain age, you ain't got to go to no nonprofit organization and ask for a condom. If you in your child's life, hell, and you suspect, you're going to get them taken care of and educate them as to the consequences of what they may be thinking about doing. No, we let the nonprofit organizations and the states and the government, you know, take care of that for us. And what good is that doing? You know, where is the parent? Dang it. What happened to the parent? See, and that's the thing that's really beginning to tick me off, because it's a lot of things going on now. It's a whole lot of things going on that is taking the parent out of the scenario. It is. They have the morning after pill. The child basically doesn't have to consult their parents. Just show some form of ID. Really? Free condoms in the mail. Really? So where's the parent at? Where's the parent availability in this? There's no parenting. You know, you're getting all this great stuff. You come up with all these great ideas, but you're taking the parents out of the equation. You are. Now, if I'm saying something wrong, y'all let me know. But I really believe, you know, that's what's beginning to happen. It's hard enough, you know, being a teenager. You know, but once you start taking the parents out, man, you just open a whole can of worms. You know, everybody's stuck on statistics and, you know, how we can do this and how we can do that. Well, damn, have you thought about the parents? Have you asked the parents? No, you know, some person thought, well, we can handle this ourselves. And then that's going to lower the cases of gonorrhea? You think you're going to lower the case of chlamydia? You think that's the answer? No, that's not the answer. It never has been and never will be. You can't take the parent out of the equation. That's my point on this. It is. That's my point. You cannot take the parent out of the equation. Once you start taking that parent out of the equation, then you have just given a free rein for the kids to do anything. Well, I don't have to worry about it. Mom and dad don't even have to know. I just go online and register and get some condoms. But your parents walking around in the dark thinking you the best thing since sliced bread. You know, you're nice and innocent, and you are not even thinking about sex, and you are just the ultimate virgin. whether is it me or do you anybody else see something wrong with that? For them to be offering free condoms and even the morning after pill. The morning after pill. Why are we even bothering with the morning after pill? Once again, that's taking the parent out of the equation. Something's wrong with that. Something is definitely wrong with that. I'm just saying. Okay, I see I got two hands up, so let me bring Mr. Vernon in first on the house. Hey, Mr. Vernon, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Eric?
Another beautiful day, man. Another beautiful day.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about it, man. You know, thank God for being here today. The Most High.
Yes, sir.
Another day. But, you know, that thing you were talking about with the parents, you know, that I think that's one of the biggest problems is the parents. The parents being in denial about what the kids are doing, forgetting that they were kids once and they thought about those same things.
Right.
You know, sex is almost a natural human order. That's almost a natural thing for human to do. That's one thing now that you'll never have to teach anybody how to do.
Mm.
You know. Mm-hmm. You know, I personally think you can put two kids from time they infants to the time they reach adulthood on an island where they don't even see these things and they'll figure out what them things is for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, like you said, educating the kids on sex and not being all shy about it and acting like it's such a bad thing to talk about at certain ages. You know, as soon as a kid gets to the point where they are getting ready to go through puberty and different things, you need to start talking to them about sex.
Yeah.
You need to start talking to them about adulthood. You know, it ain't the job of the school or nobody else. It's the parents' job to do that. You either going to do it or somebody's friends going to educate them on it. And hell, a 13-year-old a 12-year-old educate another 12-year-old on sex ain't worth a damn, man.
You're right. You are absolutely right. Hold on, somebody else with their hand up. Let me bring them in. All right, good afternoon. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Mike?
What's up with y'all?
Hey, no, what's up, bro?
Not man, y'all talking about condoms?
Okay. What we're talking about, Michael, is the state of California has a program that sends free condoms up to 10 a month to teenagers 15 to 19 into their home through the mail.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I think it's a good thing because, you know, like this morning after.
Go ahead.
You going to let me finish or you want me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, because, you know, see, it's a destructive in our society because you have people that are getting a woman's mind, I don't care if they're black and they're teenage women, and say, if you have this baby, you're not going to graduate from school, you're not going to have a good income, you're going to be worthless. People put that stuff in a woman's mind or a girl teenage mind, and it's delusional. You don't tell nobody to move their future. But if society knows that teenagers are going to have sex, like Vernon said, they're going to do what they want. If they have a morning after pill so they can avoid that abortion stuff, I have no problem with it. If they're going to give them a condoms so they can avoid that abortion stuff, I have no problem with it. Because I know for a fact that anybody put a mind, a state of mind, because it's delusional, because you're predicting their future, saying that the baby's going to be starving, they're going to be not a single family home and all that type of stuff. Man, they're totally mentally corrupting these women out here. And we're supposed to have many, many more babies, black babies running these streets because society has put a psychological delusion in someone's head to do that. That's crazy. So if
Michael,
they have an abortion and pill or something, no, I'm just be quiet. If they have that, I totally agree with it. Exactly.
Don't do it.
Just tell me to be quiet.
You know what? That thing got me heated. Now, that got me heated.
I knew it was coming. I said, oh, hell. Why did he say that, man?
Oh, Lord, Hammer, don't tell me to be quiet. It's my show, Michael. You forget that. Shoot. Don't tell me to be quiet. You be quiet. See, I can make you quiet.
You forgot about that, didn't you?
All right, anyway. See, Michael, I understand your point, but you're missing something. Where's the parenting in all that? You know, you talking about there's more babies and all that. Where's the parenting in all that, Michael? You keep telling that's a good thing. That's a good thing. If you talk to your dang on kids about it, then why do they have to worry about going and get some through the mail? You understand? Hold on, let me bring Goofy in. All right, Mr. Goofy, what's going on?
Oh, man, I came in at the perfect time. Michael just got zapped.
What's going on, Goof?
Hey, how you doing, Vernie?
Same old, man, just another day.
Hey, well, shout out to Michael in the zapping room. I'm just barely listening right now. I'm recycling today, gentlemen. I'm trying to save the earth.
Oh.
So I got about 7 big, huge bags of cans, and, of course, you know, that's going to go back to more cans that I'm going to drink later tonight.
So.
But what you got to say on your stick, Goofy?
On what, the single parenting stuff?
No, the free condoms they sending the kids.
The free condoms to who?
To the kids, the teenagers. You in California, you don't even know about it?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Because, you know, coming from a person who's very responsible, I fucked shit almost 500 women in my life, and I have not had a kid, so help me God. But condoms have saved my ass for fucking for a long time. I'm serious. So many women that I see that I used to, you know, fuck. They're all, you know, 4 or 5 kids, out of shape, single parent, you know. And some of those kids came from the same dad. They were like, you know, 2-3 different baby daddies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think schools should educate these kids because babies are still having babies. And those kids who are young parents, they're not the kids that were growing up with a baby in a stroller taking care of a baby. And these are the parents that that wanted something in a stroller. If they didn't get it, they would cry and you know, temper tantrum and, you know, all this other stuff. I remember in my days, you know, when we were little and we were playing at the playground, you know, there'd be a kid with a Cabbage Patch Kid, being a mother. You know, if it was a routine time or something like that, you don't see no kids do that crap nowadays. It is sad. The imagination.
What's that noise,
man?
That's Goofy.
Is that Goofy?
Is that
Goofy?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have the AC in the car. I'm sorry.
That's what that
okay.
was.
I turned it off. I'll deal with the heat. It's terrible, man. I just wish the schools would educate. If you're going to educate them on, you know, history and stuff, educate them about life, you know? Tell them after the school, there's a big, huge world out there that they don't know about. They just think, oh, I'm going to school and I'm living with my parents and da-da-da-da. And then when school ends, then what are you going to do? Half of them go to college.
Okay, so where does the parenting come in at?
The parenting should have came in right when they came out the belly.
Oh, my point exactly. Once again, so why are we allowing the schools and everybody else to educate our kids? When we the parents, we're right there. We done been through it already. What, are we scared to talk? Well, is it like Vernon said, we scared to talk to our kids about it now?
Well, no, it's sometimes that kids don't listen to their parents. But if say something they learn in school, they'll listen to that. You know what I mean?
If you start the education at an early age, I mean, why not? Why won't they listen to you?
Most parents, Goof, most parents are embarrassed about talking to their kids about sex when they reach the age of puberty. They don't feel comfortable with talking to them about it.
Yeah, I agree with you, because my dad was the same way. He just threw me an old condom that expired in 1986, and he was right here.
Well, that's the time you need to get off that parent's pedestal and be real with your kids, because they're hearing stuff on the bus as they come from school, outside,
yeah.
They're hearing stuff. So you can't cut, I don't cut no cards. But I just want to say, Mr. Charles, I did not tell you to be quiet. But listen, we're talking about, you're saying we should just tell the kids not to have sex, and we'll do it. But hold up. The kids are going to look at the adults. How many people who are religiously have premarital sex and unprotected sex? How many adults have unprotected sex when they know that they didn't tell that girl or that man to go get tested first? Some of us on this phone, come on, let's be real now. But that, and the reason why I said that, hold on. The reason why I said that, because we have to look at ourselves, and I'm saying if they have a pill out there for these 15-year-old girls, if they do it, not saying, I'm not promoting it. You can't say I'm promoting it. I'm just saying if, because we have to look at ourselves and how we were, factual information, and said if they do it, let's have a one after pill so they won't have to go into abortions, so they can have an option. That's all I'm saying. And you saying they should be able just to do whatever. Well, church people, they have premarital sex, and then they know they aren't supposed to do it, Mr. Talk. Unprotected.
You
know, look how many people doing it now.
That?
That's a fact. So if you want them to look at the parents,
for abortions to be like nothing.
No, I'm not. The morning after pill, he cut me off. The morning after pill is avoiding abortions. He's saying the morning after pill and condoms. It does matter. What do you mean? Listen, first of all, the morning after pill, it doesn't let the sperm get to the egg. Abortion means the sperm got to the egg, it's already reproducing, and they're having abortions almost 6 months, guys, and this happened in my back community. I'm sorry, Hispanics, y'all not having abortions. It's high in my community. Bottom line, 6 months old baby. What I'm saying is, if they have a system to prevent all that psychological crazy Hitler shit, they should do it. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, but you're opening up for STDs and herpes and AIDS and all that stuff.
But guess what? If you get tested, go get tested then. That's not a problem. But you're going
to.
And I'm letting you know for a fact.
Every year, my brother.
Exactly, but I'm letting you know for a fact. If you are with a woman, if you're in a relationship, every man on here know, if you're in a relationship with a woman for a certain amount of time, that condom coming off. Now, whether you go get a test before or not, I know that condom coming off. You can say all that shit you want. I'm keeping it real.
Let's look at us.
I'm talking about other people. Look at yourself. It's coming off, so you better get tested. If you're not serious about it, you better go get tested or something, because it's coming off. And we know that.
This shit ain't coming off, man. This shit still as hard as
a
rock, man.
Because you're not in a relationship with nobody like 2 years. And, man, you think if somebody, if they feeling each other and they friends for 2 years and they engaged, you think if they having sex, you think they always going to wear that condom? Let's be for real. If somebody wants to get tested or something, I'm letting you know right now. I'm letting you know most of the time it's coming off. I can't say all, but most of the time that's how we're going to do. It's coming off. Nature's going to come in because it's unnatural.
Michael, hush.
Why are you telling me to hush? Just mute me, bro.
Well, you know, I'm trying to go through it, but that's okay.
We need that pill, man.
We don't need that pill. I'm going to tell you why we don't need that pill.
We do. A dog can't stop having sex.
Okay, fine. Okay, now, anyway, as I was saying, once again, we're saying pills, the condoms, whatever. You're still missing the point here. Parents? Do they even, why are we skipping around that? Parents? Thanks. Michael done took it to men and women. We're talking teenagers here. We're not talking grown men and women. And why not can't the parents tell them? Really? Why can't the parents tell them? They've been there before. They had them. So, of course, the kids know they having sex. Duh. Well, then, the reality of it is all that you should know you've been there. Sit down and talk to the child. That's all I'm saying.
Mr. Talk, what also happens is that TV nowadays is encouraging sexual material and all that other crap.
Well, Goofy,
and, kids are seeing this thing, well, if it's on TV, then it must be cool, right?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Goofy. But once again, as parents, instead of using that, letting that be the negative, we can use that as the positive. Saying, look, you see that right there? That's not real. It's acting. You know, that's not how it is. Because, you know, and you're right, Goofy, because they portray, you know, having sex as this wonderful, glorious, you know, know what I'm saying? And for a teenager, none of that's going to happen. You ain't going to have the slow music, you know, and right ambiance, and you're not going to have all this. Because, really, you have no idea what you're doing anyway. As Vernon said, it's natural. Yes, it's natural, and that's what they're going to do, try and fit the key into that slot. That's all they're going to do.
You know what's funny, Mr. Talk? Me and one of my chicks, we were talking about, you know, the first time. And she told me the first time she thought it was going to be wonderful and great. And she ended up doing it in a laundry room. And, and she was telling me that if she would have knew what she knew now, she would have waited.
Yeah.
You know? But that's life.
That's life. Yeah. But see, I'm sure, you know, like we find documentaries on things we want to find. Why don't we go online? I mean, come on, online. Hey, I'm sure somebody out there that can tell you what it felt like the first time, even if you explain it to them and you don't feel comfortable, you know, do your research. Damn. But why are we letting the government make it easy for them by sending condoms in the morning after pill? Really? That's all I'm saying. You know. Oh, boy. Hey,
but, I mean,
that does
make a gateway for them to, you know, just, oh, you know, it's okay. Let me just do this and don't worry about it. You know? It's going to be spreading more disease, you know, like herpes and like gonorrhea and all that crap. It's going to spread it so bad with that stupid pill. And people think that's going to be the lifesaver. But it's really going to be like the gateway killer, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. And then you know what happens after that? That's when you start having the single parent households. That's what starts happening. You know? And then you know, they fall into the rest of the mistakes of becoming a society of family haves and have nots. You know, I mean, let's be real. About 41% of births in the U.S. are outside of marriage, occur outside of marriage. And why not? We send them free condoms and things. So now, helping push along the ideology that single family households are a great thing.
Bitch took my phone.
Oh Lord! You know, and
I got to recycle right now. I'll still be on hold though.
All right. We got somebody else with their hand up. Let's see. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, good afternoon. You on there? What's going on?
Well, I'm glad we're talking about parenting. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Joe. How are you?
All right. Hey, Vern, how you doing? Is he driving?
Yeah, I think he's working us up. I say hello to your friend, Michael.
Michael's here, too?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hello, Mike. Okay, he's not answering. Okay.
Oh, he's so, here.
Hey, Vern. All right, so we're talking about the responsibility mainly of the single household, right? The single-parent household.
Yeah, that's where we're not eased into.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's extremely important, because you were just reading off a stat about it. I didn't know, is that 41%, is that for everybody overall, or is that for a particular segment of the economy?
No, that's for 41 overall.
All right, that's white, black, Chinese, and Spanish, huh?
Yeah, right. 41% of births in the United States occur outside of marriage.
Hmm.
And less
well,
than 10% of those are to college-educated women that occur outside of marriage. Less than 10% now. Yeah.
You said 10%?
Yeah, 10%. 10.
Is that good or bad? I don't think they should have any kids outside of marriage, especially if you're college-educated. You should really know better.
Well,
what if you get a divorce?
Well, that's that. You
and
know,
then,
Michael,
and,
that's
and,
a whole
and,
different.
And
that's not what we're talking about, Michael. We're not talking about divorce. Divorce
hold
is
on,
a whole
hold on,
different
hold on.
Issue.
But divorce is going to hold up. Divorce may give a hold up. What do you mean? A divorce
no,
may
a
get a single
issue.
Family home.
Because
it's not.
Because
how can you say
stat,
that,
Mike?
Because you were married at one time, so that doesn't fall into that stat.
Wait, no. Hold on. I just want to ask.
Okay. Once again. All right. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm fucking real. All right. The stat does only apply to out of wedlock.
Right.
If you're married, it does not apply. That's answering
right.
Michael. I think he'll come up with another one. But it is really, really a pandemic when people think it is cool, like Goofy was saying, about how to be cool when you're having no father or no mother. I don't think, well, most fathers don't fall into that. But most fathers probably say, get rid of the kid. We didn't want it. We weren't married. We don't want the child.
No. It's my baby, my body. I'll do what I want.
And then you raise the kid on your own? How fucking stupid are you?
Well, yeah, okay, let's look at it in another way, Joe. The man no, go ahead and have the baby. We're going to raise it together. And then all of a sudden, after a couple of years, they roll out.
Well, you say after a few years. Okay, now,
yeah.
he shouldn't give up his responsibility to the kid, but that doesn't mean because he has a kid that he has to stay with the mother.
Wait a minute now, so where's the responsibility at then?
For the kid.
Okay, so who's raising the kid? The mom,
well, she,
right?
No, okay, but if he's giving her money to help her raise the child, he's living up to his responsibilities. Because if he wants to come over, if she's a responsible mother, she'll let him come over and visit the child. But there are plenty of women who use the kid as a lever to make sure that the father suffers. Because there are plenty of fathers. This deadbeat dad image is played way out of proportion. There are a lot of fathers who want to be with the kids, but the mothers say, no, because they know it'll hurt the father. Broads are a vindictive gender.
So hence my question, the question of the day or the title of the show, is the single family household destroying the nuclear family?
Well, if it's a single family household, it's already destroyed it.
I mean,
because
as a whole,
you can't
have
nuclear family overall?
Yeah, overall, because it's becoming more as though we're accepting the fact that single parent households are the norm now. So if that's the case, what is the nuclear family with the actual mother and father right there in place considered? You know,
is it
an obsolete thing now?
It's getting more people, I don't think very many people will think that the nuclear family isn't necessary. I think most, even if you are a single parent mother with baby daddy problems, that you still believe that the nuclear family is better. Because they always want to have a man around for some reason. Maybe not all the time, but for some reason, sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
But
But
with 41%, I think it's creeping up.
Well,
it's endangering the nuclear family.
It's actually 60% with a high school education or less.
60% of all?
Yeah. All young women that have a high school education or less.
This nation is a third world country.
Hold on. We got Miss Lady with her hand up. Hello, Miss Lady. How you doing today?
Yes, I just started listening. Joe just needs to back off of that, trying to force women to get abortions. That's not his body.
How did I imply that?
You know, if the man didn't want to have a baby, then he needs to go get a vasectomy, okay? He could put some sperm in the sperm bank, get a vasectomy, then he doesn't have to worry about it.
Okay, now before you have to go.
Then he can take control over his body.
Right.
He takes control over his body. But see, they don't want to do that. But they sure want to dictate to a woman, but she
who has the veto? Who has the veto?
The woman really believes that it's murder of a fetus, of a baby. She should still go ahead because the man doesn't want to support it financially,
exactly.
Emotionally.
Well, yeah,
like
because she has the veto power. She's
and no,
the final decision.
No, I want to say this something. I talked about this early. Miss Lady, you're right. And society has brainwashed those women, especially American women, to do that. That is psychologically damaging, and it's crazy to say if they have this baby, they're not going to graduate school. All them statistics they do, it's brainwashing. You don't put that in another person's mind because it is delusional thinking because you're forecasting their future. It is delusional thinking. But I want to ask Miss Lady something. When we're talking about single families, the way someone becomes a single mother, either she can mess with a guy and never got married, or she can got married or got a divorce, and single families does happen like that. It does.
That's not what we were talking about.
But no. Hold on. I just want to say divorce also destroys the nuclear family also, guys. So you can't look at these women, quote, unquote, they ain't getting married, and that's why the father's not in that life. Because sometimes when we get divorced, he just paid the child support, don't even spend the time with his kids because he's with the other woman. She's still a single mother. So I'm just saying, when y'all said I was saying that I shouldn't be talking about, I'm talking about the topic, bro. I'll be quiet.
No, you're right, Michael. And he'll be supporting the other woman's children and not his own.
Exactly. Exactly.
Money.
That is not what we were talking about. We were
talking
about
single mothers. Single mothers can occur in
different
places.
The statistic he was talking about were births given by single mothers, not children, which ended up in divorced
Okay. I just want to say, but your end result is going to see the same thing, because guess what? You keep on going the process of how the baby was created. I'm just saying, forget that. When the baby was created, you're saying single family mothers is destroying the nuclear family, and divorce is part of it. So marriage don't have shit to do with it. That's a fact.
Men, we're not
exactly. That's a fact.
And we're not going to be brainwashed with this bullshit, okay?
Exactly.
You're not
going to
be brainwashed.
Stop brainwashing everybody.
What are you being brainwashed with?
Yeah, and
what
why
are you telling women lies about not having a baby? Our society saying that they lie about a lot of things.
Wait a minute, what lies?
All of the ills of the children.
Okay, go ahead, Miss Lady.
What? I'm going to have to get a postman my letter.
Okay, so Miss Lady, do you or do you not have the veto power when it comes to sex? Yes or no? Don't tell me you got to go to an appointment.
I do. I'm on my way.
Oh, yeah, I know. In a few seconds, as soon as you get stumped, of course.
You
do
know what?
Women,
do women have
the veto power?
I'm not intimidated by you.
I'm not telling you to be intimidated. I'm asking you a simple question. Which you can answer.
I have to go to an appointment.
You have to go every time. You have to go to an appointment, of course.
Yeah,
all right. So before you go on this ever-present appointment.
Can we get off of that? Because I'm letting you know it's not appreciated.
I know you don't appreciate it because the questions you don't want
to
answer.
Wait. Stop. Okay. Let's get back to where we talked about. Is mothers having babies without being married and raising kids by themselves, with society today making that seem it's the normal thing to do, is that destroying the nuclear family, i.e. having a mama and daddy in the household at the same time? Have we gotten to the point now to where the single-parent household is we consider the normal thing to do have now? That is the question.
Well, I think it's a cultural shift that's happened, and it's not just single mothers doing it. It's a cultural trend that's been going on for years. And when you have celebrities, of course, they have money and fame and folks following and fawning over them when they're having babies out of wedlock. You know, they also help set the trend. It makes it chic and okay. But nobody looks at them. It's always some single black mother people want to point the thing as if they're the cause of all the ills of society. You know, that's a very talk move. Okay,
well, we didn't see. Once again, well, we didn't say anything about anybody's color. We just said overall. We didn't say those statistics I gave were overall.
But you have to admit that's a common theme that's heard over and over again.
But the white chicks are catching up to it, and that's what he was talking about with the 40. Didn't I ask him a few minutes ago about that?
You cannot force a woman to get an abortion. And then blame her because she doesn't, because the child grows up and it's not a healthy child.
Well, who are you
going to
blame when she's responsible for it?
you're going to blame that father that's laid down with her without wearing a condom or having had a
baby. Wait a minute. Wait, that, and that's what I keep going back to. Let's see how much response.
I'm going
to
be even with all the
how come you never
want
to ask answer a question?
There's still a failure rate because you know what? You want to attack people personally.
How
do
I attack you? By asking you a question.
So you know what? So this is the thing. Even with the best birth control, there's a percent.
See, you don't want to answer the question because you know you're wrong.
So when a baby comes,
no problem.
When they've used birth control, then what? Who's at fault then? And I guess some men will believe, oh, if I write a check, that's enough. That's child support. That's all the kid needs. And if it's a
oh, stop it with your whining, Jesus Christ. Does the woman have the veto power? Yes, she does, since you don't want to answer the question. So since she does, and she's not being raped, and the man deposits the seed in her, and she has all kinds of alternatives to get rid of it. She
has
all kinds of alternatives.
Better options than she does. You know, so he can go get a vasectomy.
Yes, and I agree with you on that, but you don't seem to understand that all you women are strong and independent until you are all of a sudden.
Okay, wait. Stop.
That's less invasive than a woman having an abortion.
Miss lady, we ain't talking about no children. Miss lady.
Ending the life of a growing fetus. So let him go and take responsibility.
Okay, now, as I was going to say,
mm-hmm.
Oh, damn, I don't know what's working wrong with my buttons, but they lucky. Let's see. In 2010, there were 20 million children living without one parent. Now, that's in 2010, right? Yeah, 20 million.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So... Let's see,
that's almost 10% of the population.
The children increased, huh?
That's almost 10% of the population.
Yeah. Yep, the number, and this was what? 2010, the number of two-parent households decreased by 1.2 million. Now, today, one-third of American children, a total of 15 million, are being raised without a father. Nearly 5 million more children live without a mother. So, what is the argument going on here? You know, I mean, why are we talking about vasectomies and all that? I want to know, is this the trend that is destroying?
Because as Goofy was saying, and I think you alluded to, it seems to be cool, especially for high school kids, to do. Mm-hmm. I've heard of kids in grade school who are having a contest to see who can get pregnant first in the class. Mm. 14-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
mm-hmm.
so cool.
So it's so cool, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
I wonder what we say when we hear our grandfathers and our great family, and they would say, well, golly, they got married when they were 16 and 15 years old and they had babies.
Know what you do? You listen to them. That's what you
right.
do. Because they're giving you knowledge. And that's my
right.
point also. If you
exactly.
sit down
exactly.
and talk to your kids,
but,
then you're passing your knowledge and experience down to them.
No. I'm saying if you go on your family tree, you may find out that your great-great-grandfathers, they got married when they were 15 and some 60 years old.
But that was then, Mike.
Their life, right. But listen, but no. Now, hold up. Now, if you say... It's then, now listen, society says, okay, we're going to allow someone to have an abortion. I'm just saying, what are you, I'm saying?
Wait, stop, Michael. Why are you still stuck on this abortion stuff? We ain't talking about abortions.
Okay,
not
well, listen,
about
let's go back to the nuclear family. Okay, the reason why with the nuclear family is that, you know what, I'd rather have a nuclear family than a woman says, if I have this baby, a single mother, I'll go kill it.
Well,
that's what I'd rather have it say.
You
I'd rather have it say a nuclear
down the
family.
Same avenue. You just said
no,
it in
I'm
a
not.
Different way. Yes, you did.
Exactly.
What do you mean, no, you're
exactly.
not?
Exactly. Because, hold on. I'm a little, listen, because it contradicts what you said to Elby.
Oh,
if these women
God.
Get pregnant, if these women get pregnant, and you're saying if she raises it by herself, it's going to be trouble. The baby's going to be burnt. And you're saying the nuclear family or the single family is horrible for our desire. She may say, well, I may have an abortion. I may kill it. And I'm saying if society put that in her head, society is crazy. bottom line.
Let me ask you a question.
So it's either have nuclear families or have abortions. That's why they. That's
what
you saw in our nuclear families.
Or have abortions.
We've already said people are going to have premarital sex.
Mike, let me ask you a question.
People going to have premarital. Okay, listen. All right, I'm listening to you.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay. It seems to be that you're in favor of the women. So good. So I'm going to talk to you like you're.
No, I'm afraid of human beings.
Human beings. All right.
Exactly.
Okay. So, does the woman have the veto power or not when she has sex?
Exactly. Man
okay.
does too.
Okay. Okay. So if she has
both does.
If no, if she has the veto power. That means she can say
hold
no.
On. What do you mean by the veto? What do you mean by that? Your terminology is straight.
Okay.
Wait, stop before we go any further. All right. Stop. All right.
No, what do you mean by because when both people are having sex, what are you talking about? There's no man.
Now, anyway, as I was saying, look, we ain't worried about no abortions. You know, we're talking about single parents.
Well, you know what, Eric? Joe brought up abortion, that she should have.
I didn't bring up abortion.
Yes, you did. You should say she should get rid of it. His father didn't want it.
Okay, and I steered him away from that also. Now, we're not talking abortion.
Okay,
we're talking about getting the nut flip.
Okay.
We're talking about our single parent families. What?
Let's put nuclear families in context. So what is the typical nuclear family now for black
mama
people?
Daddy,
is an unworking
mama
man.
Daddy.
It's a man who's unemployed, who has really not a whole lot to bring to the table other than maybe babysitting sometimes.
There.
So what do you mean by a nuclear family? Are you talking about a functional? See, I think we need to talk about functional nuclear families. And functional single parent families. The problem is they're not functional. Now, there's a lot of reasons why they're not functional. And that can open up a whole other, discussion. But just having a father and a mother in a house does not compose necessarily a functional working nuclear family.
Okay, hold on. Let me bring Lowe in. All right, Mr. Lowe, you're on the air.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How
you've been out
doing?
In the net last couple of days.
Yeah.
Hey, I want you to speak to me personally. I don't want you to speak to me with everybody.
Uh-oh.
All right, what's up, cuz? How you doing, bro?
What's up, cuz?
I can't call, but I tell you what, I'm so glad to see that taser is not excluding women anymore. I'm glad to see that.
Can I bring up a point what Miss Lady said? And she brought up a very good point. Because
how about you bring up some more points, Michael, because her point got
okay.
her paid.
No, because a lot of us on this phone are in this situation. I am a divorced man. Let me talk about me. I'm a divorced man. I have my kids 3 days out of a week. I'm a single father. My ex, she's a single mother, okay? We are not a nuclear family, but we're working together and we're both single. So Lowe just said if someone gets a divorce, we can't get a divorce because it's not going to work. And I'm letting you know, Lowe, when people get together and we do get a divorce, it's going to work. We don't have to have some type of harmony, and other people are doing it. So when we talk about the single family home, we have to talk about sometimes divorce does play a part of it. And that's why I brought it up, Mr. Talk. And Ms. Lacey did bring up a very good point, because it can happen in many different ways. A two-parent home can have total chaos in it. They have mother and father. They have father cussing his mother out. The father could be beating his mother. But guess what? They're a nuclear family by definition. So, you know.
Okay. Man, I do agree you have some dysfunctional nuclear families.
Dysfunctional,
but the point
yeah.
is,
and you have some functional single-parent families.
Well, but the data is they're there. Hold on, we got another caller want to come in. All right, 512,
hey.
Welcome to the show.
This is Kat.
Hey, Kat, how you doing?
I just 5 minutes ago. I'm doing great. My husband's here listening to this, too. But what are you doing with the title of that show, Are Single Mothers Destroying the Nuclear Family? What was so great about the nuclear family to begin with? That was just a concept
right.
pushed on us after World War II to make a mother and a father and two kids as part of the American dream. What about what happened? We gave up taking care of our elderly family members and letting them move in with us or us moving in with them and living together where the grandparents took care of the kids while the parents worked. What happened to that? So if anything destroyed the American family, it was the nuclear family. You, 3 out of 4 children born into a single family home today live in poverty. How is that the woman's fault?
And in a nuclear family, sometimes the husband went out and cheated and had another family. So he made another woman single. So
ahead,
I mean,
Joe,
how you gonna,
let Joe go. Joe, bring your point back, because I remember listening just the other day when you said, hey, a woman has options. Now, okay, you can go out and have a bastard child if you want to and try to raise this child on your own because, oh, you're going to show the world. Or you can say, hey, you know what? There are people out there that want children that can't have them or that just don't have them. Families, you know. Let me see if I could help those people out as well as this child, because hey, if I'm at work and I got a 2-year-old child, I can't leave him at home by himself. And in some communities, if you have teenage children, you can't leave them at home by themselves, whether at the day or at night.
Mm-hmm.
There
but,
you go. That's the problem.
Oh, you're
with society today.
So women should give away their babies.
Hey, lady, I don't care. I don't really care what you say or how you raise your kid. I don't give a damn about how you raise your kids. Apparently, you have a problem with men altogether.
No. But then, hold on, no.
With men
that
make idiot statements that have really immature.
No.
What did he say that was idiotic? What he's talking about
is
that
idiotic.
Single parents, regardless of whether you're a man or a woman, you really don't have as much time to devote to that kid if you're a single parent than if you were in the nuclear family.
Hold on, listen, Joe, but I'm saying your psychology
is nothing, Mike. You've been already talking over some stuff. I feel like I'm right. Okay? So here's the thing. I'm going to answer Kat's question, too. What's so big and what's so good about the nuclear family? If it wasn't dysfunctional, and Lady has a point, there are a lot of nuclear families that are dysfunctional. So if you have a kid who is in the middle of a dysfunctional family, it doesn't mean the kid's going to grow up responsible. But for the most part, nuclear families raise better children, more responsible kids, more emotionally healthy kids than single families.
Where's the proof
family.
Of that? You have no proof of that. You cannot tell me.
You
that,
can
hold on, hold on,
hold
You cannot
States,
prove to me.
Hold
on, listen. You cannot
hold up,
prove
hold
to
up
me.
Nothing, all right?
Listen, how can you prove to
I'm
me that
a
person.
I'm answering a couple questions, and I'm going to talk over you because I feel like until Eric tases me because I've been quiet.
Well, none of y'all know what you're talking about.
What
makes you think that you do, Kat, about the nuclear family?
Because the lady's making a very good point.
In the 40s, 50s, and 60s, when the children got out of the nuclear family. They were very responsible freaking kids.
Eric, I think you're going to have to put everybody on the 2-minute rule or something there.
Hey, y'all just overlooked what I said.
Do you have any evidence that the nuclear family fucked up America?
Yes, because it's the grandparents who pass on the tradition of the family to help raise
the children and to support everybody. It's a group. It's interdependent. It's not the single parent mother.
Wait a minute. I'm talking about the nuclear family, and how are you bringing in single parents?
Okay, I just want to say something. You said the study says that someone who in a two-parent home is going to be a better person. I say, what do you mean by better? By what standard? What do you mean that if a person right now has a mother and father, how are you going to tell them, Joe, that they're better than me and you? How? How can you say that? What judge? And I'm saying that's a psychological problem that we put in people's heads. You cannot say if that young woman has a baby.
Oh, God.
No. He's saying if someone to come and says, well, you know what, you can't read them right now, so you should give up over the adoption. I'm saying that should come from that old woman. No society should put that.
Wait, Michael.
I'm talking about Lowe, what Lowe said.
How do you extrapolate that if a kid comes from a nuclear family, he's already imbued with this philosophy that he's better than somebody else? I'm saying he's more
responsible. That means he's better than the other. That means you're comparing, and you're saying that's a fact. More responsible. Which means what?
Means that he's not going to break the law. Means he's not going to put the trash out to annoy his neighbors. Meaning that he's not going to do other things to annoy people at work.
So he's a responsible human being. So listen. I guarantee you, the most people in our society, look at the crazy ones in our society. Most of them have came from two parent homes. It doesn't matter what you think about it. That's a fact. That is a fact. We can clearly see it. Look at all the rulers. Look at Hitler. Look at all the evil empires rulers. They came from two family homes. They had families. They had their culture.
I got control. I don't know. Michael must have something. Don't want to act right. All right, look. Since this is such a hot topic and everybody have an opinion, 3-minute rule is now in effect. Okay? 3-minute rule. When I say that's it, because you ain't going to be heard anymore. So, we're going to start with Michael. All right, Michael, your 3 minutes is on. Go. Uh-oh. I don't know what's going on with Michaels. Hold up. Wait a minute. I got you on hold. Stop. Okay. We have to come back to Michael. Okay. We having some issues here now. We got stuff flying all over the place. Okay. Go ahead, Vernon. You on the clock.
Oh, I'm good. I'm just kicked back listening, man. I just want to be able to hear.
Okay. All right. They move on then. All right, Joe, wait a minute. Joe, you there?
Yeah.
All right, 3 minutes, go.
Okay. To say that the nuclear family is responsible for the birth and creation of Hitler is like saying when people die, their arms are responsible for the death. There has to be a direct correlation between A and B. You can't say, well, this existed and this also existed at the same time, therefore A created B. If you understand what I'm talking about, nuclear families existed way, way, way in the past, and that doesn't mean that they're responsible for the, for all of Earth's ills. However, at the same time, haven't the statistics shown you that those with single parents don't have a mother or a father, and they don't have the influence of the other gender in their lives? They tend to be more irresponsible kids, more irresponsible adults. That is what certain studies have shown. How much time have I got, Eric?
You got 2 minutes, 10 seconds.
2 minutes. Okay. So that's what the studies have shown. Now, if anybody can come up with another study that refutes that, I'll be glad to listen. Now, getting back to what happened between myself and Lady or any other woman who wants to debate this, women have the veto power. They cannot allow a man to get inside them unless it's rape. So if they're not raped, they know the consequences as well as the man. Plus, after the deed is done, they have choices. They can either get rid of the baby, and they know this prior to having sex, or they can have a baby and give it up. They have the veto power. So you can't say that the women are not. Your men are responsible too, but they don't have the last word. And yes, I think men should get vasectomies. it'll save them a lot of wear and tear and save them from having their money being drained from them. But women have the power to say no all the way through the process. And it's based on a stupid concept, too, because that concept about this is my body. Well, a man can say the same thing in marriage. My penis is part of my body. My sperm is part of my penis. So therefore, whatever I do with that sperm, you don't have anything to say about it. It's the same concept. How much time have I got left?
1 minute.
Okay. So let me give a minute to Lo. I'll give my minute to Lo.
Oh, you're going to give your minute to Lo?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty then. I have to remember that one. All right. Let's see. Who's up next? Miss Lady. She made it to her appointment. All right, Miss Lady. You got 3 minutes.
Anyway, I think I've said all I needed to say. I think that, when you talk about married nuclear family, there's plenty of, and I know them, of married couples that fight and argue. One's an alcoholic, somebody's a drug addict. They're just hiding a whole lot of that abuse. And their children have so many issues. In fact, I spoke with a school principal who's in a very affluent community. I mean, the average home is $800,000 and above. And she spoke of, she said, people think that these children, because they have very, highly educated parents, that and they have all these opportunities, and they go to these private schools, that they are A-okay, and they're not. There's a high level of substance abuse, alcoholism. They're drinking. They're going to the parents' cabinet and drinking, using, getting their pills. The parents are on Prozac and anti-anxiety medicine because they're out grinding to maintain that lifestyle. So I think that is a fallacy. I think what it comes down to is not just having parents. I think having balanced, functional parents is a great benefit and a great start, but it takes a whole lot more than that. There has to be support. Children learn and grow not just from their parents. You know, their behavior is just not, their thinking isn't just safe. They live in a big world. And I think we as mature people should understand that we have a role into, advocating for children and helping children, period. It doesn't matter if they're not our children. Really. And so I think it's just, they're very short-sighted and limited thinking to think that, the nuclear family is the total answer, and of a single-parent family, that's what's wrong. No, because if you look at Angelina and Brad, they were single parents. Have they gotten married yet? But what the difference is, they had economics, they had status, they had to get higher all kind of help if they needed. They worked, they got on private jets. They have homes around the world. I'm not saying we have to be like that, but I think economics plays a huge role in what happens to people in life. Now, that's another can of worms, because there's a lot of unemployed single parents. There's a lot of unemployed married parents. And I think if you look at that population, you'll find
10 seconds.
Easily any problems. That's all I
all
have
right.
to say.
All right. Thank you, Miss Lady. You did make some valid points there. Some very valid points. All right. Lord. Let's see. Who's next? Who's next? Mr. Lowe, you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm
all
here.
All right. Go ahead. You're on the clock.
Okay. Let me clean up some of this mess. You talk about Angelina and whatever the dude is. First and foremost, you don't have to have all of that money to do anything. All you have to have, just like I said from the very beginning, is to have adults understand, hey, okay, I used to go out and get drunk and party every weekend. Now I have a child. Now I have a wife. Now I have more responsibility to take care of. It's not just about me and myself. If anyone is out cussing their wife and beating on their wife and they're so concerned about, we live in this big affluent neighborhood and Mr. Talk lives across the street and I got to keep up this image for Mr. Talk. You got to grow up and get out of that bullshit, because you'll be living for somebody else, and your children will be living for somebody else also. They'll be living for the people on TV that say, oh, it's okay to have teen moms, and they make shows out of this and make sure. That's foolishness. First and foremost, you have to have yourself in check before you can ever think about bringing somebody else along. Until you do that, you'll be lost. And if people talk about, the woman, she can do all these things by herself and this and that. Okay, well, when she's working and she has to take this child to somebody else and the father is screaming, hey, why can't I spend time with my child? This and that. Where does this leave this child? Because these are some of the scenarios that you have in your single family homes. You know, you have the parents that's torn against each other, even if you have harmony. Let's say you have a child that's 10 years old, and one parent is in Chicago, the other one is in New York. This child wakes up at 10 o'clock screaming for attention because they had a nightmare. Both parents can't come there and console this child, as would be years and years and years ago when both parents were in the home and there were morals and values. Now you just get what you get. You throw it in a bag and shake it up, and whatever falls out, falls out. So I don't believe that a family would consist solely of a woman raising children or a man raising children on their own. I think that family should consist of two parents that understand their roles in this and understand that they have children that they are to nurture and to make a productive part of society later on down the road. You got to put these morals in these people. That's what you're here for. You can put a dog out there and he'll find his way, but a person is a little different. That's all I got to say about it.
All right. Oh, boy. That's some great points, man. You on point right there. All right. Let me go back up and see if we can. Because I don't know what's going on with Michael's thing. All right. Let's see who we got. We can get him. Boom, boom, boom. I think Michael got something going on here. Okay, hold up. Wait a minute. I don't know why we having so many issues today. Yeah. Well, while we trying to figure out what's going on here. Man, I tell you, those are some great points. I mean, Miss Lady made a great one about the nuclear family. And, you know, those were good ones, I must admit. And Lo came back and said something good, too. Hey, if you in one of them type of relationships, you need to get the hell up out of there. Hey, because like he said, if you living for Joneses, hey, you doing the wrong thing. Now, let me see if we can get Michael in here. Let's see. All right, Michael, you got 3 minutes. Go. Michael?
Yeah,
we're done. See? Not here on time. Michael? Hello?
No, that's not me. You got the wrong house.
Not to me.
Not
to
you.
Hello? Okay. Wait a minute. All right. You ready? Michael? Okay, we lost Michael. All right. So now what are we going to do? We're going to open the lines back up. And let's see if we can get along more civilized now. Okay, all lines are open.
Yeah.
Something that I want to say also is if you go back and look at Angelina Jolie and all these children that she went out and got just for a big show, and if you get these children and they get a little age on them and they do a little research into, oh, your mom was great, you know, your mom was this, 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 and they go back and find out this Wayne used to drink blood and all this other crazy-ass shit, What they gonna love her because she saw them love. How do you know what she showed those people? You only see them walking down the street with cameras around them. You don't know what goes on when the cameras aren't there.
How are you guys? Can I get my
the best movie
right,
that
look
at
wait.
The best movie that was
Mommy Dearest. Okay, hold up. Wait a minute. I got it. I got this again. All right, Michael, go ahead. You got 3 minutes like everybody else did.
Yeah, well, first of all, we got to stop comparing. That's what's wrong with our society. See, that's why we comparing. We having these people delusions, having these babies, brainwashing them, having abortion society. There's no way that you can compare. When you say better, it's proven that someone comes from a two-parent home that they're going to be a better, responsible person. Well, what if that person, is they going to get a divorce when they get old? They came from a two-parent home. Are they going to pay their bills on time? What do you mean by responsible? Are they going to be a liar? Are they going to hurt another person's feelings when they come from a two-parent home? What are you picturing? That's the wrong with people. And I'm letting you know it's an delusion when you put these type of things in people's head. Okay? Now, Lord, we keep on picturing these things that sometimes people get divorced. I'm raising my children. As a single, when they're home with me, they're a single. I'm handling them singly. Of course, we communicate and work together, but at some point, I am a single father. Bottom line, when they're with their mother, they're a single father. According to what you're saying, is something wrong with that? And I'm saying sometimes people don't work out, and when it doesn't work out, we have to have a family where, even though we're quote unquote single family, we can work as a nuclear. Because I still had to communicate with her about my son's high school and stuff, like graduations and stuff. We still had to communicate, but we're not together. We're in separate houses. So when you talk about that mother and father, listen, we paint these perfect pictures. Like, if we don't have it exactly like this, it's all bad. If she doesn't have that baby exactly the age I want, her life is destroyed. That's delusion. Anytime you put future things in someone else's head that's not true, it's a delusion. That's a fact. So we need to stop comparing about these things. And what we do is the fact that people are going to be single, but we need to communicate. Fathers, if you're not with that mother, you still need to be in your child's life. Women, if he's not in his kid's life, you need to make sure that they know who their father is and give them the opportunity to be in that kid's life and communicate. That's the bottom line. So all of this about someone's going to be more responsible, it's not proven. Forget your statistics, because I want to want you to know what is a better person.
That's it? You through?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Oh, that's not all right, Michael. All right. Now, man, I'm telling you, there's some great points throughout everybody. But once again, I'm opening your lines up. And please, let's keep it cool. All right? Go ahead.
Okay.
Any responses?
I think one thing all of us can agree upon is that if the nuclear family is a functional family, it is better than a dysfunctional single-parent household. And I think most people here should agree that when you have a single-parent household, the kids that are coming out of that are not as responsible as those who are coming out in general from the nuclear family, especially the nuclear family that I was referring to in the 50s and the 60s, where when the mother had the time to stay home and help nurture the kid, as opposed to being a working mother, then you had a better input of both the mother and the father. Can anybody disagree with that?
Yes, I disagree.
You
well,
do.
No, I know. I would like to add to that. Also, I would like to say, come on, Lo. A good single parent home is better than a dysfunctional nuclear parent home.
Didn't
That's
I
all.
Say that?
No. You said the other way around. You didn't
no,
add
I didn't.
What I said.
Michael,
no.
where you come up with bullshit like that?
No, you just said,
okay,
can anyone
say,
agree? No, you said, can anyone agree that a good nuclear family home is better than a dysfunctional single parent? That's what you said. And I just said it's also better that, because you can have a functional single parent home. According to Lowe disagrees with that, because you listen to everything. You can't have a functional single parent home. That's what Lowe agrees with, and I'm saying you can't, and it can be better than a dysfunctional. Yeah, because
a
nuclear family can be dysfunctional. You did say that.
You're a damn liar. I didn't say that.
Your whole thesis was about that. Yes, you did. You said that it's more better than. Okay. All right.
Let me quote me.
You
said
it's
going to
be dysfunctional if you have a single parent home. That's why I brung up the divorce part. And
I said
sometimes
it
can
be
functional.
I said it would be more functional to have both parents there, both responsible parents there. That's what I said.
Well,
you
didn't hear
that. What do you mean by more functional, though?
What do I mean by? Come on, man. You know, you're the same guy that said you can't.
No, because it goes back to Miss Lady's point.
A human. You're a black man, but you said don't call you a black man. I can't explain any, a damn thing to you.
Because it goes back to Miss Lady's point, because we're saying the single family is destroying the nuclear, but we go back to Miss Lady's point. That's why I'm keep
only
coming
reason,
back to you.
The only reason Lady Hell been on that because she said out of her own mouth that she had been a woman that had children on her own.
No,
other
because
than that, she wouldn't be so hell bent on this.
Okay, well, okay.
Any other lady that says, oh, yeah, well, I raised my children. I think I did just fine on my own. Of course you
look,
think you did fine on
statistics
your own. You're going to say
look, the statistics say that children in a divorced family is going to be quote-unquote. You think since I got a divorce, I'm going to put that on my children? That's brainwashing if I read that article and they make me think
you're
like that,
you're misreading and you're mishearing.
No, that's what statistics does. That's
what
the statistics
day,
does.
Michael.
What does statistics say about divorce?
You do this every day.
No,
you
I don't. I'm using that for an example.
No,
I don't.
You
How?
Do, because you're always talking
How do
about
I twist
contradictions,
it?
Which don't even exist.
You're
twisting what people say,
with...
and you're twisting what you read.
Okay, no. Listen, I just bung up a point. I say they say negative things about divorce, just like they say negative things about a single-parent home. And I'm saying I'm in divorce. Should I ownership to those negative things that they say? No. So a single-parent parent should never own up to the negative shit y'all saying. That's a fact. I'm looking at my life. Watch these thoughts that people be putting out here, delusional.
Okay,
these parents
fine.
And all that shit.
There you go. You know, I never knew what the expression meant about talking to a wall until you got on the show.
All right. Everybody got quiet, huh?
I listen to so many people talk, and, you know, if you more especially speak with, okay, we already know that, you know, kids over in on Timid Deer Lane that have everything and their parents only worried about what the people next door have and this and that. Those children are 9 times out of 10 going to be dysfunctional. Yeah, we know they're probably going to be popping pills and drinking out their parents' liquor cabinet and everything. We already know that. Now, you go to the ghettos of America where you have these single-family homes, and 9 times out of 10, the girl had the child underage, so she doesn't even have her own identity yet as far as being a grown-ass woman. I'm not talking about somebody that's 19 or 20 or 22 with a child. I'm talking about the mentality of a woman that's in her 30s with children and a family. Those are two different people. A grown-ass woman, her mentality is totally different than a girl that has a baby at 19, 20, 22, and the only thing she's thinking about is, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to go out this weekend. We're going to party and this and that girl and blase, blase, blase. The less she put emphasis on her child or children, the more she only concerned about herself. And I see these things every day. I will give my own personal experience. I had a child in the 12th grade. Me and this child's mother have never been in a relationship as adults. It wasn't going to happen. It couldn't happen. And the more I tried to be a quote-unquote great dad, the more that woman did her best to push a wedge between me and this child because she wanted everyone to assume that this independent bullshit really exists. Oh, I can do it all on my own. I don't need to. Wait a minute. If you don't need any help whatsoever, then you don't need the money that's helping you do these things. Let alone, you don't need the guy that whose family is also there to help you keep your child in a safe environment when you are out at work or at play. You don't need that. You can do all these things on your own. Take your baby to the club with you. You can do everything by yourself. This is where we are today with these young girls. These young girls are ignorant. They're foolish, they're selfish, and these young guys, they don't want to be men. They don't want to be fathers. They'll just as soon walk around with their pants hanging off their ass with a little child walking right next to them with his pants hanging off his ass. Where's the guidance in that? Don't work, don't want a job. Would rather lay up on a woman and let her work. She's a fool for going with that. You know, I don't understand the concept nowadays as far as people thinking just because there's a man around. I'm not saying just because there's a man around. I'm saying just because there's a responsible man around and a responsible woman around, there should be more order and more discipline, and those children should be better, I will say it again, better human beings to contribute to the rest of the world.
Right, but society, before they had the baby, can't say, well, you know what, you just had this baby, and the statistics say you're not going to graduate high school. So when they have the baby and society is saying, you had this baby now, so the odds are against you, girl, they just give up. Some people psychologically. Now, am I saying that I would do that? No, but psychologically some people may think that, but I'm letting you know these children have people in their head, and us adults are putting this shit in our head. And I'm saying what we were talking about earlier, if we have our society, we know kids are having sex, if we have a way that they won't go through this shit, like the morning after pill, stuff like that, and we know they're going to do it, that's not promoting it, go ahead and have it done. Because that's some psychological shit, man.
So why can't the girls say, you know what, I'm going to do better than the statistics?
Because society is already put in our head, and especially in my community, Lo, this is a fact, they've already put, they said that they're going to fail. They already did it. Listen, I don't mean no harm. People are demeaning right now. They saying if a young girl, she out, she frisky,
right.
By the, you're already,
okay.
Yeah. You guys are already demeaning. So if they already had that preconception, you know that it's going to have an effect. Look,
and then it's up to the parents to give the child guidance, right?
Right, exactly. But guess what?
But if the parents aren't there, then you can't give the child guidance. That's why.
Right, but guess what? Right, but the society is the parent. The parents,
negative.
The politicians.
But it's the
it
parents
is.
Who
are
supposed to.
Hold up. Okay, so the parents are telling them, hold up. The parents are the ones that say, I don't want you to have a morning after pill. You just shouldn't have sex. And then when you have the abortion, go ahead and have it. That's the parents. Because the parents play a role, too. Because the parents are psychologically crazy, too. So the parents need to know what's going on. Like you said, have your talk. But if it's happened, they have provisions.
Well, the word was bandied around today, responsible. So if parents are responsible, they're going to try their damnedest to make sure that their child is not going to listen to all the propaganda bullshit.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, and Joe, this is
yes
my point.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
But can I make something, though? We're saying, kids, we want you to be superhuman beings, not like us. Do you know how many adults can't stop having sex, supposed to be religiously, don't supposed to have premarital sex, and they having premarital sex unprotectedly? You know how many adults do that? So we're asking the kids that never had sex to be, we'd have to be understanding. Their hormones kicking. People for religious reasons can't stop themselves. And they may go to hell. They think they're going to hell, and they still do it every day and blind. So, but I'm saying,
mean,
so
hold
we
up.
Know.
You're the one asking you who interrupted me.
Okay.
I knew it was coming.
Good God already.
I knew it was coming. Now, look at the society that we live in. It doesn't promote anything of any value. I mean, everything in the society we live in is all calamity. I mean, you mean to tell me that you would make a pill, this morning after pill? Pretty much you tell somebody, oh, yeah, you go out and if you wind up getting knocked up or you had unprotected sex, here, take this pill and you don't have to worry about a baby coming behind that, so you know, don't even worry about that. Or you're a single girl, you woke up one morning and your period didn't come, and you don't want to be a mom, but you say, I don't believe in abortion. Okay, you don't believe in abortion. Okay, do you have the means to or resources to take care of this person? No, you don't. But what you'll do is you'll say, well, I'm going to have it anyway. Why are you going to put this child through all this bullshit that they don't even have or shouldn't have to go through?
And like, no, I'm letting you know right now,
there
Lord, right
are
now.
More responsible people out there that are, like I said, you have married people out there that can't have children or that would love to have a family.
But
as
no.
opposed to
have a girl with a bastard child out there trying to make it.
But I'm saying you're having that talk. I'm letting you know for a fact you are factually putting a delusion in that woman's head, and I'm letting you know that stop. You're messing with that woman's mind because a delusion is saying, hold on, a delusion is saying you see something in the future that's not even there. You can't say that. You cannot take that and talk to that girl like that. Look at the way, because you're putting a delusion. That's a fact.
Well, if the statistics say...
No, fuck the statistics. I'm asking your daughter.
You don't wanna, so in other words, you don't want knowledge, you don't want information, you don't want data.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. Your data is coming from, I'm telling you, it's a fact. I'm letting you know, I'm going to use me this way. If I have a daughter and I read your data and she get pregnant, you want me to sit my daughter down and convince my daughter that if she had this baby right now, her future is doomed because of your statistics? I'm letting you know those
who's
statistics
telling
are
telling you that? That's your mind is twisted.
What do you mean? I'm speaking fact. Listen
you're
to what you're saying.
Parents-
you're pleading.
Hold
you're
up, hold
you don't have
up.
A crystal ball.
Hold
Where's
up.
Your
you're
crystal ball? You're
predicting
the future, which is a delusion.
Children. Hold up. You're saying that parents sit down with their kids and they say, well, the stats say, June, that you're going to be a pretty pregnant bitch yourself by the age of 16. So that's what I think you're going to grow up to be. And all right. That's
no, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about when a baby gets pregnant. We're talking about what Lois is saying. Well, let's go back to Lois. Let's say the girl's pregnant.
All right. So you're supposed to be a parent. Is it not your responsibility to guide your child away from that kind of temptation?
Yes, we already know that. And I say, don't you know it's difficult for you? Don't you know it's difficult?
If the parents don't do it, they're irresponsible.
Hold up. But listen to me, okay? Oh my goodness. Okay, listen, you never have kids, y'all. You've never been married and never have kids, but listen, you're talking about. It does matter. It does matter. Because listen, Joe, listen, your kids, listen, you have sex, Joe. Hold on, listen to me.
You keep interrupting. Why don't you hold up?
Okay.
Why do you think there are more grandparents raising their children right now?
Because society fucked it up. Society put shit in their head that's not true.
Really?
Bottom line, has to. Yes,
really?
Yes, it did. Other people did. Because when
see,
a person was born this world.
You don't go and collect data until there's data to collect.
I don't have to collect data. Why do they do what they do? Why you do what you do? But no, let's go back to what Joe is saying, Joe. I'll be quiet if you want, but let's go back to what Joe is saying. How could you? I'm not saying that, Joe. You need to stop.
You don't know what you're saying,
words.
Mike. That's the whole thing. Because you I thought
do.
I was a sentence.
I'm very clear.
You finish with the sentence.
I
left,
am very
clear.
You cut me off. 25
seconds.
Listen to me. Listen to me. I know for a fact. Listen, it's hard for us to say no to sex as an adult. Now, we're an adult. But listen, I'm just saying we should talk to our kids. I'm not saying that. But we know that if a young kid, our kids, if they're in a situation they never had sex before, we already had sex. And listen, we are responsible to the kids, and we can't even control ourselves. So I'm saying we have to be realistic and say if they do it, have something in place. And I'm just saying if they do get pregnant, I'm saying you are psychologically crazy, just like Hitler. If you put something in that girl to say she need to get rid of it, give it for adoption, she can't have it because her economics is in the future. Because guess what? You're forecasting our future. That's just not true. I guarantee you'll be telling something that girl in the present that you can't
prove. Okay, so you are anti-abortion.
That's a delusion. No, I'm not anti-abortion. I'm saying if someone's going to do it, you don't put that and convince pressure on a woman.
I'm not even
going to
ask.
Society
you.
Is putting pressure on a woman to do that. And I'm
you know,
saying
you had
with the
3 minutes. You couldn't even use it up. Now you're taking up.
Listen.
Now you're taking
right,
up.
Okay,
everybody.
Don't put my words in my mouth. You said I'm against abortion. That's
don't
a lie.
Don't put his words in his mouth. Okay.
Don't put conclusions. Why are you putting conclusions on me, bro? You can't put a conclusion
check
in my mouth.
Out.
I never said that.
All right, fine.
It's funny. You know, the thing is, I use a scenario of somebody that's a grown woman that's 22, 25 years old that don't have her own goddamn life together, much less ready and capable of taking care of somebody else, go out and get pregnant and wind up, I'm not for abortion, but I don't know what I'm going to do. And the guy is saying, well, hey, you know what? We just was having sex. I don't want to be nobody's daddy. I don't want that. Well, you know what, Dan? I can do it all by myself. I don't need you. The first place she's going after that baby get here is at a child support office. So she just told another lie. I can do it on my own. I don't need you. That's two lies. But people are saying, oh, well, you know, it should be okay for her to bring this child in the middle of this confusion that's going to go on because it's going to be there. I mean, what could be worse than a man?
It's going to be there. It's going to be there.
What could be worse than a man sitting there looking at a damn child he didn't want? What the hell could be worse than that?
No. That's his problem as a human being. But guess what? Just because the man don't want it, that don't mean the mother don't want her. Bottom line, and guess what? If the mother wants him, she can love him
Michael,
in that single mother, mother home. That's what I'm talking about, brother. Listen to what you're saying, man.
Most chicks, if they say, I really don't want a child right now, but I don't believe in abortion, that don't mean that she want a baby.
Okay, that doesn't matter. But I'm saying people are putting pressure, and I'm letting people are putting delusions in people how to get an abortion. That's all I'm saying, and I'm letting
Michael,
you know
wait,
if they have
a
woman.
You keep hollering abortion, but hey,
if they have a
morning
after pill, we won't have to worry about single mothers or family. They won't have to worry about that. And I'm saying some people. The only thing I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna be quiet. I know if I talk to my sons. I give them the wrong information. Guess what? I'm not going to be there, even though they may listen to what daddy say. Us as men know that if he wants to hit that, he's going to hit it. And
what
I'm just saying, listen, bottom line, okay, if he wants to hit it, he's going to hit it. And I'm letting you know, if he wears a condom, if he got a condom, wear it. If she has a morning after pill and she wants to get pregnant, let her use it. I'm just using that hypothetically speaking, and you saying that if he finds
that
you use it, I'm going to be wrong.
Was saying.
It's not different, but okay, it's not different, but that can avoid abortion. Some people just say that we should have things in place because we know that they're going to do something things. Joe, you don't have kids, but when you have children, you're going to tell them something. Guess what? They're going to disappoint you. That's all. And when they disappoint us, they should have something in place that they can go ahead and run to. Bottom line, I don't want them to come home pregnant. Simple as that, or get nobody pregnant.
And everybody,
and I'm not promoting it.
What are you doing your rant about?
What are you talking about? What I rant about?
Now you don't know.
No one wants to. No, first and foremost, no one wants to have society to have to take care of this bastard kid in the first place. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants a child to be raised up looking at both parents, one parent in one house and another one in another house, and one parent saying, well, okay, well, we're going to do things this way. And the other parent saying, well, we're going to do things that way.
So you're talking about my relationship.
I don't know a goddamn thing about you or your relationship. How about
well,
that?
Well, no, I'm saying that's how I am. I'm divorced.
You asked me a question.
No. I'm just saying you're speaking about my relationship, and you're saying when I got a divorce, I should not have joint custody like I have now because it's crazy. Or you just think I should have
when
been given to
say
the
that?
Mama. He just
don't
said... No. Listen to what he's describing
when did he
my.
Say joint gas custody?
Listen,
when
he
did
said,
he
listen, to, no. Listen to what he said. Lowe is describing it perfect, my situation. He is saying, not a two pound home. Well, listen, oh my God, he's cutting me off. He's cutting me off.
He had a bastard child because he didn't want
he's
it.
He's cutting me off.
He's
cutting me off.
Household.
Oh my God, listen, I'm going
to
point out your contradiction. Exactly. Can I say something? Because he's describing the joint custody. He described my situation. He said, another parent and raising the kids in one household, saying
no
this. And then going back into another house, going into the other. He just said that, man. That's why you cut me off, Joe.
Well, you said
you mad because I get guess what? You mad because I point out your contradictions. You mad?
Don't cut me off.
He described my situation. How can you tell me he did not describe my situation? He described two parents that separated.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, repeat yourself. Then,
okay, listen.
Repeat yourself.
What I'm saying is, okay, the father says, "Hey, son, when you're 15 and a half, we're going to go and sign you up for driver's academy to see if we can get you your driver's license maybe a little early." And the mother says, well, I don't think that's a good idea. I think that we should wait whatever. That's just one plain simple scenario within itself that I was explaining. You have two parents with two different sets of ideas on how things should go. There will be no that scenario.
Well, if you play the tape back, you said two different households. That's all I'm saying. You
That's
didn't
what
say
I said.
That, love.
You're absolutely right.
And you may have misinterpreted. I mean, you may have misinterpreted, because when you said households, you said two different households. It gave me a totally different picture, Lowe. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's your problem.
And I apologize.
Like I
no,
said,
it's not. It's his problem. Right. Yo, if he's describing his situation, man, shut up, Lowe, man.
How you doing? He said something. You're misinterpreting what he said like you always do.
No, 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 Lowe. If Lowe describes to me that Lowe describes to me that the husband and the wife is in the same household.
I didn't say Lowe, husband and wife.
Well, two parents. What is parents? Because
two
I thought
parents.
We were talking about nuclear. Right, but I thought we were talking about nuclear family, so I was giving you all the benefit of that. But two parents in the same household. But he said different households. So I'm asking.
So how can you
give
him the benefit of the doubt when he mentioned two different households?
Because I said he's describing my situation now. Because I'm in.
Your old lady said that households.
That's a
your
fact.
Old lady told you that.
That's where I was going to my point now, Joe. He said two parents are raising their kids, but they're in two different households, one saying this and one saying that. And I say he's describing a lot of people our situation.
And then
that's
joint
custody right there.
Right.
Exactly. What are you talking about? I'm in my kid's life. What are you talking
about?
All right.
You have a good day now.
I didn't say anything about
your
custody or your situation.
I know, but Lowe, the only thing I'm saying, when you were describing yourself, you were describing that the two.
No, Michael, you take up too much time.
Listen, man, you cut me off, man, because guess what? I'm pointing out your contradictions. Y'all sound stupid.
Nah,
because
every time somebody says something,
yes, you
always
do,
go, blah, 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 blah,
you look at people that's in a single family.
You
look at people in a single family home and say, man, look, I already predict their future. They're going to be irresponsible. They're not going to pay their bills. Well, people like you in the world that already prejudge them, maybe that's why they do it then. Maybe they already have society. If you already prejudge somebody in society because they don't come in a world like you world, that's the pressure on them already because they're already coming into a world with society prejudgment. If a baby in a hood, if a mother in a hood has a baby, the whole society, you, Joe, and all with your statistics, are looking at her situation. How y'all looking at it? Y'all looking at it, well, she's just going to, she's going to do this, she's going to. If you're looking at that spirit, that energy, that's what's going to keep her in
there.
That's
because that's
why we don't pick nobody up.
No, I'm not, because
I'm speaking facts.
You
said destroying
nuclear families. As Eric said, there's 60% that are doing the positive thing. How about looking at it that way?
And what do you mean by positive?
What do I mean now by positive?
What do you mean by, listen. How many politicians that's not ever been in jail come from a two-parent home and you know they're not doing a positive thing? So what do you mean by positive? I'm listening to you. Because, see, you can't differentiate. Stop demeaning other people when they come into a world a certain way. I'm just saying when they come into a world, the mother should be responsible, the father should be responsible, bottom line. If they get separated, if they get divorced, they still should
take
care of that child.
Every week.
Bottom line.
Oh, can I ask a question on your show, Michael? Can I ask a question?
Well, the reason why I'm not muted because he's probably gone somewhere.
I don't know what he's doing. He's probably just letting us free range right now. My question is, how do you feel about the woman that has 8 or 9 children? And
okay.
Matter of fact, the woman who was staying, who was homeless, that had. I think it was 8 or 9 kids.
Yeah,
this was in the news.
Yeah.
No, not her. Not her. Not
oh,
her.
Somebody else?
Not, yeah, yeah. This woman was homeless, and she had 8 or 9 kids, and she said that she thinks that we should have to pay for that, just like the guy with 30-something kids, and he's like 30 years old,
well,
and he says that we should have to pay for that. I don't think I should have to give them shit.
Hey, well, get 20 on 3 over there.
Okay. Well, right. For one, she got them 8 kids. For one, we already know we should get to hunt the fathers down, and they should be responsible, okay? That's number one. If the fathers are locked up, listen, Joe, if the fathers are locked up, Lowe, when they're working in jail, in prison, they're working and making money for the state. Send that damn money home back to them kids. It's a way to support them damn kids with them fathers. If they locked up, if they not dead, if they in jail, work their ass doing something to support that child. He can get some work out of his ass some way. I'm just saying, as a society, we do not predetermine shit at low like that. I'm saying that's psychologically crazy. I'm saying you got to,
right,
if y'all believe in hope.
About the 40th
right,
time
exactly.
Already.
So what? That's what I'm going to keep on saying.
You mean to tell me that it's psychologically crazy, it's foolish for me to sit down and to say, hey, let me show you what has happened to people before you. This is the only way you're going to get statistics.
But did they have the morning after pill when she had them 8 kids? If they had the morning after pill, she wouldn't have the 8 kids. So I'm glad times is changing, and guess what? Well, I'm just saying, but I'm just letting you know they have options. morning after and condom.
There have been options out there.
Not the morning after pill. No, no, not the morning after pill.
I didn't say just
this
that.
This is recently.
There have been options, plural options.
Okay.
There have been different options. Now,
okay.
If you sit on your ass and you have 7 or 8 kids by 5 or 6 different dudes, and you don't see anything wrong with that, you didn't explore any of your options.
Don't they have hold on. Listen, you forgot they have welfare reform. So if she get welfare, she's going to end up working. Even though
it's welfare.
No. Huh?
Who paying for that bullshit? He paying for that shit.
Yeah. Hold up. And listen. When anybody has a baby in their society, the whole community took care of that baby in ancient times. Bottom line. And I'm saying listen. You saying all that in America. Listen, we live in America where we eat all this damn food. Not one baby going to go starving in America. I don't see none. So for you to convince somebody to do that shit because you think it's going to be starving and you can't take
who
care of it,
it's
bullshit.
Who says anything starving besides you?
No, but that's what he's saying, dog. He's saying that who's going to take care of the cat? Who's going to feed the child? Who's going to, if a black baby is born in this country, they're going to go starve. Hell no. So I'm saying you're putting psychological fear in that fucking woman.
How many people are homeless and are starving?
Who? Because they choose to. I guarantee in America, I guarantee it for a fact.
They choose
if they
to.
Wanna,
like,
listen,
like
I guarantee for a
PTSD?
Fact. I guarantee for a fact. If a person is starving in America, if they want to eat, they can. Now, if they choose not to, they don't have to. Bottom line. But I guarantee you, they have options to. I guarantee you. Now, if they have a mental problem, that's something different. But they don't have the option, man, we eat 33% of the world food. Ain't nobody going starving in America.
You know,
never tell nobody to have
like
abortion.
You bring in situations
what are you talking about?
Women can breastfeed. Relevant to the topic.
Women can breastfeed until she get her GED and an appointment. She can breastfeed. What are you talking about?
Oh, fuck this shit.
Here you go with this.
And I'm not against it. I'm just saying you have other people that are saying some shit and putting corrupt shit in their mind. And guess what? The white man sitting back and laughing at that shit. She said, look at all them black people just going to have an abortion crazy.
I know you didn't say that.
That's the one putting the delusion in their head. These fucking Republicans talking about this damn budget. No black person should be having no abortion because of no fucking income reasons. Bottom line. And us men, if we have these girls, we should still take care of our kid. We don't have to be with them to take care of our kid. We don't have to go over our house. We can go pick up our little man. We can go pick up our good daughters. So what? But listen, the fathers need to be more in their life. If you're a father and you off Saturday and Sundays, there ain't no way in the world that you should be getting the maximum amount of
support.
What do you
think people have been saying for the last 2 fucking hours that you've been gas-bagging about?
What is your point? Your point is nuclear is better. So we should strive for nuclear.
Duh.
And Kat said nuclear never proved it. And I'm letting you know you're going to be going around in circles.
Kat doesn't know what she's talking about with the nuclear.
Nuclear, the man is going to cheat on his wife. The nuclear, he may have a baby out of wedlock.
Automatically. The man's going to cheat on his wife.
Most of the time? Nuclear families. Okay. Hey, listen, why can't you keep nuclear families together? Nuclear families in 50% divorce. So you got a problem with that nuclear family, just like the girl said. So you're running around in circles. So keep on talking about you saying it's better. Nuclear.
Never mind what you're talking about.
50% of nuclear families in a divorce. So is nuclear families a good way to go? That's a fact, Joe. That's your statistics. 50% of divorce in America.
50% of people who get married get divorced on the first try.
Okay,
yes.
So that means nuclear families is not the way. And I'm letting you know, during that first merge, during that first merge,
okay,
I guarantee single mothers are created. Single mothers are created, dumbass. During that divorce, that's why I bring up divorce in the nuclear family. Fucker, you don't understand. I love pointing out your contradictions. Stop trying to demean people because they don't have no money. Listen, you was born in a nuclear family. How are you? Are you a better person than I am? Are you better than anybody on this line? You can't say you're better. How? Stop demeaning people. That's what's wrong with society. Putting shit in people's fucking head is not fucking true.
Better being more responsible.
Matter of fact, do you have any kids? How can you talk about? Man, you don't even have no children.
I can talk about
anything
without having anything because people.
But you have no experience whatsoever.
And they relate.
You said I would have my kids, but you don't even know what life when you're a kid. When you tell your kid something and he may disobey,
then enlighten
you. I would be this. I would
then
be that. Come on, man.
Some sort of brain power.
You can't get no rap. So don't try to kid with what it is. You can't. You don't like to prove me wrong. And you keep wanting to
say
because
like
you keep wanting to demean people. Stop demeaning people, ass.
And I'm demeaning you.
You need to get you some stuff together, put on.
Yeah, that's all right. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we're all on. Eric must be taking a break.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, Joe,